Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
So you've been back a week and you were on this morning at like 6:30.
Six.
No, yeah. I woke up at 6:30 and you were on. Yep. And you're still on.
Yeah.
And you've been to the Brits this weekend.
And my emails are broken. And I was supposed to do an interview, but the wee bit of software, I kind of get it to work. And I've had that much coffee that I feel a bit...
You're quite jittery, aren't you? Yeah. I see you and your desk sort of moving around. You've had a lot of... You haven't had a little bit of coffee. You've had a lot of coffee today.
Too much coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every 10 minutes, he's like, anyone want a drink? It's like, I'm still drinking the hot tea that you brought me a minute ago.
I haven't had one yet, but, you know.
That'll happen.
I think I'll sleep this evening.
Brits are good. You enjoy that?
Wonderful. The sound from some of the acts was a wee bit...
Yeah. The O2 is always a bit hit and miss when you're in the O2. It sounded great on the telly.
Some of them sounded really wonderful. The band that Tom Fenn put me on to, Wet Leg, were incredible. I've never heard of them.
Because they probably do their own sound and stuff.
Radio Essex's Connor Knight and I were sat behind the people who manage H or his team or whatever. So when he won an award, I was jolted in the shoulder by people doing photo shoots. But it was wonderful.
Good. There's a little report coming up. You did a little report of the Brits, I think, we got coming up on the show.
Oh!
Yeah! Did you not remember doing that? Yeah, no, you did. Be worth hearing, though.
3, 2, 1, go. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, Monday, back on it in the sunshine. Feels a bit summery today, doesn't it?
I had my roof
Radio Essex.
Yeah, a lot of people have Adventure Islands open. It feels like the summer. It just feels like summer. The seafront's busy. The tunes sound good like this as well. Lewis Capaldi. How you doing, Essex? Latto and Mariah Carey with Big Energy. 12 minutes after 3. Thank you so much for having us on. Hope your weekend was good. Let us know about it. Get yourself on the text, on the app. Tell us how your weekend was. I had a fairly... quiet weekend. I went to the Watford match on Saturday. It was a 1-1 draw against Blackburn Rovers. It was like, it's a bit like that. Nice pie, though. Steak pies are nice at halftime.
Good.
Get back into that. Yeah. Couldn't help thinking, though, because this weekend's been about halftime shows, hasn't it? With the Super Bowl and Rihanna. Yeah. At halftime at Vicarage Road, nothing like that.
No?
There's a couple of kids doing like a 6-a-side penalty shootout.
But it's not quite up
it's
to
not
level.
Quite, yeah, I was thinking, like, Rihanna... is in America doing a halftime show. Why don't we have Elton John pop out, do a little, I don't know.
He must have at some point at Watford done
Well, he's
it.
Done a gig. I went to see it last year.
Has he ever just popped out?
No, that's what we need in the halftime shows. We need, in the Watford Luton match, we need Elton John to come out.
He's not turning up for that.
Saturday night's all right for fighting. Saturday, not that one, Elton. What? No. Not that one. That would be cool, wouldn't it? We've got Elton in our pocket. Why aren't we using Elton John to do a halftime show at Vicarage Road?
That would be good.
So I went to the football on Saturday, watched the Brits at home, which I always like doing, having, like you, spent quite a lot of time going to the Brits. It's actually quite nice to watch it and playing FIFA in the ad breaks. Much better way of watching it. So did that, hung out with the kids quite a lot this weekend. Karen went into London, so it was just me and the boys, went on took Harry out on a little driving lesson Sunday. So my first or second time in the car with him, and I'm like, he's really good. You have to keep remembering he's not actually passed, so I have to keep telling him, left ear.
You have to do
a left ear, because he would literally drive exactly where I tell him to do. I feel like a driving instructor.
When I've done that with Brennan, I quite enjoy it, but it's a little bit stressful at points when you're down a bit fast now, aren't you? You've got your foot down a little bit too much.
He's really good. Didn't do that. I didn't have to tell him about speed or anything, and... I'm like, red light coming up. He went, I can see that. And I was like, this is what it's like driving with your mum in the car.
That's how
I feel.
Yes.
All in all, good weekend. You were busy. You were on Insta. You were on the equivalent of the Graham Norton show in Ireland. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so went over to Ireland. Me and Kerry went over. That's my wife, if you don't know, you don't listen. Went over on Friday. And was on the Late Late Show.
With the rest of five.
With the rest of five. And then Saturday, we went out for some drinks on Friday after the show. with Kerry Katona, as you do. Saturday, we made a weekend of it. So where you usually have said you've had a weekend with the kids, me and Kerry, for first time in a long time, especially Kerry, I'm always gallivanting, doing me work. She's looking after the kids. Well, this week, I brought her with me, and we had a good time. You know, I think there's a saying, isn't it? Burn the candle at both ends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely done.
Stevie's been doing it this weekend.
Yeah,
it was Brit Award Stevie.
It was brilliant. We had such a good time.
Cool. And Tom, what are you doing this weekend?
Wow, sounds
like a heavy one, mate. Did you have a good one? Was it?
I had a good sleep on Sunday.
The thing is with Tom, his weekends are like, nothing really. And then another time you go, what did you do this weekend? You go, oh, I went to New York.
Yeah, yes.
Which you did in a day. You did that in a weekend.
Yes, yes. In a 24-hour period.
I reckon subconsciously you're still recovering from that trip. So probably, now every weekend you're like, oh, I haven't done anything. I've still got the New York hangover. Yeah, that's what it is. It's Radio Essex, LF System and Hungary. Quite a few of you sat in with the takeaway watching the Brits on a Saturday night, which is good. I did have a takeaway as well. I forgot to add that. Chicken tikka masala, garlic naan. Shared the rice because it's too much rice. And the little seafood carrier bag of salad they give you as well.
Yeah.
Yummy. What else? Samuel in Clacton. Afternoon, Chris and Scott. Hope you both well. Me and the girlfriend went to see Ross and John in their improvised panto on Friday night. It was hilarious. I recommend it. Just a question. Are you bringing back the Big Drive Home podcast? I'll refer you to our series producer Tom. The question is, are we bringing back the Big Drive Home podcast, Tom?
Trying to
is the answer there, Sam. What do you mean trying to? How? Why not? Why can't we?
It's quite difficult.
Why?
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
Right.
It's a lot of work. So, hang on. What I think happens, we do the work, don't we? Because like, this is
being recorded. This is the work. Now, this could go on the podcast.
Yeah, this could be on the podcast. And then you upload it, don't you, to somewhere, and it, like the cloud or whatever. And then Podcast cloud. And then it's there. No?
Samuel, we're working on it. And as you can see, I'm confident that'll be up and running within a week or maybe two. Possibly. Deb said, I was spotting people on the Brits red carpet. I think I spotted Stevie. There's a picture of somebody that doesn't look anything like Stevie. It looks like Ross.
Yeah, that's more Ross McGrain
than Stevie Shillinglaw. Laura says, I was watching Laura in Southend. Said I stayed up, watched the Super Bowl. Not for the Super Bowl, but for Rihanna. Yeah, her performance was incredible. Do you know she didn't make any money out of that? Apparently that's the thing. Yeah, the Super Bowl halftime performances never get paid.
No, that doesn't sound like a
thing. So she's refused to do it for years because she didn't want the attention. So she did it this year, and she, I mean, we all know she's pregnant now. She's pregnant, and she only did it on her own as well. Normally, like Bruno Mars will do it, and then Beyonce will come out, and then they'll do this dance off. Snoop and Jay-Z and everybody last year. There's normally like a group of people. She did it on her own, but it's they don't get paid for it.
I didn't see it live, but I have seen some of the performance. It looked incredible.
Apparently, like customary, it's never been a money thing, but because they're getting to play in front of the largest audience they'll probably ever have a chance. It's like 2 billion people.
But no, I mean, it'll be for promo. It'll be like, I'm back and I'm pregnant. Here I am.
Lady Gaga too. Yeah, it's a proper pregnant reveal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doing the Super Bowl. Lady Gaga did it in 2017. Her album and song sales went up by 1,000% off the back of it.
And that's why they do it for
free.
That's
incredible. But if you haven't seen the performance yet, we'll try and get some Rihanna on in a sec. If you haven't seen it, it is really, really good. Super Bowl was on last night. I don't know who won. I don't really understand the rules. I started to watch it on Sky about 11 o'clock last night. And they were starting to talk about thing. I can't even remember what the word was, but they kept saying the same word, like we would say offside or whatever. And the game sounds so complicated. I've watched American football in a bar in Washington, D.C., with a load of Americans for 4 hours. And at the end of it, I still had no idea what on earth was going on.
I've never understood it. Pretty much like VAR and Premier League, they don't understand it, do they?
No.
I don't understand
it. You're a bit VAR sore this morning, aren't you? You and the West Ham fans.
Oh, I'm livid.
It's been shocking this weekend.
Livid. I mean, it literally cost us. It could have cost us the league.
But easily, yeah.
Yeah.
No, anyway. You don't want to talk about it anymore. Should we leave it there?
Leave it.
You look upset.
I am upset. Yeah.
It's Radio Essex, Freya Ridings and Weekends. Chris and Scott, big drive home. We were asking about how your weekend's going. Trev, who's our very reliable taxi driver and a taxi driver to everybody in the Basildon area.
He is.
Trev, what you got for us?
Also, right, listen, I still can't believe that this happened to me yesterday.
What?
Right? I was driving in Basildon, Vange to be precise, and I'm telling you, I saw the DeLorean from Back to the Future. Wow. Driving on the road.
Incredible.
I nearly followed it to see what would happen at 88 mile an hour. Like, it blew me mind.
Imagine if you followed it and then something happened, little spark, and you're like, I think I'm in the future. And then you watch the Brits and saw what Sam Smith was wearing on the red carpet. You'd be like, I'm in the future. I've got to the future. What else, Trev?
And the worst thing about it, right, yeah, bearing in mind, I'm ecstatic. I've just seen the DeLorean. So I phoned up my Porsche to let her know. Not interested.
Didn't care.
At all.
Didn't care. They don't
so
get
I built up Scott. Obviously, he was overjoyed.
Of course he was.
Overjoyed. Of course Scott's human,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he's told Mikel, again, not interested.
No.
I just, what is that?
It's really weird. It's a massive divide because, so, Trev, I send voice notes, he's in voice notes. I'm literally on a plane just about to come home from Dublin, and I get a voice note from Trev, and he's telling me what he's just told
Essex. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That he's seen the DeLorean. I'm like, oh, my God, Trev, that's amazing. Kerry was like, what's happened? Yeah, and I was like, the DeLorean in Basildon. She did not care, not one iota.
Mad. All right, 3:31, big drive home. Chris and Scott's with Rihanna, fresh from that Super Bowl performance this morning. His Umbrella, Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Jax Jones, Cannabis Scott. Brand new tune is called Whistle. It's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6 tonight. Jojo on the radio from 6. Stevie's in the studio because Stevie went on behalf of us to the Brit Awards to check it all out and find some gossip and just basically update us on what happened, but from a Stevie point of view, not from a showbiz point of view, which is all I've heard. People showbizy going, oh yeah, the Brits are amazing. But I thought getting you to go there, we'll just get a kind of a real feel how it went.
How was it?
It was, I've never been to anything like that. And when I get to go to stuff, it's like interviewing politicians or whatever, and it's really quite boring. So number one, I wore clothes that were not jeans and a t-shirt.
Wow.
So that's a massive win.
Excellent.
It was absolutely wonderful. The set looked incredible. And until you actually go to something like that, like I've been on like in the audience for TV shows and whatnot, and you walk in, you think, oh, Graham Norton's set's a lot smaller than
yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
This was a lot bigger and it was absolutely massive. Also, when you do, like, obviously, because this is live on TV,
yeah.
So, like, every 20 minutes, you're sitting around for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
While they change everything and whatnot.
And the ad breaks on the telly, yeah, yeah.
And then there's the guy that comes on and goes, oh, we're going to have a break, but, you know, I hope everyone's having a good time. And
the warm-up guy.
Yeah, the warm-up guy. But it was lovely. And we were sat not too far from the stadium, and it was absolutely wonderful. Some of the sound, I think, obviously, you have technical issues and whatnot, but it was absolutely brilliant.
I found with stuff, and I've been a couple of times to the Brits, and shows like that, and X Factor's the same as well, they get the sound perfect for people watching on telly, because that's where the millions of people are, but in the O2, it's just you guys, so that I think if they get a choice, they go, yeah, don't worry about it here, just make it sound good on the telly box.
And also, anytime Mo Gilligan was on stage, it was, we sort of saw him from behind. So
yeah,
obviously, like, the cameras are shooting him with the audience in the background.
Of course, yeah.
So we don't actually see Mo Gilligan, you just see the
background. So you've got a host on stage who's facing the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, basically, what you're getting from where you were sitting, you're getting the bounce back of the audio.
Yeah.
So literally, like, the slap off the back wall, if you like. So literally, it's not going to sound good.
But if you go to a concert,
back on the TV,
if you go to a concert at the O2, it sounds right, because they don't do that, because they don't need to worry about the TV.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, we can just turn all the speakers up.
And then where they were picking up the awards was on the same side as where we were sitting. So we had a great view of the stage.
Yeah.
But then when somebody won an award, we sort of had to...
I kept on seeing Connor. Connor Knight, obviously, from the radio. He kept on doing TikToks, like, in the lead-up. He was just desperate to want to meet Harry Styles. Did that happen? Did he get to see Harry Styles from close-up? Because
he's such a big fan.
He's like fanboying over Harry Styles. Like, no, but
when Harry Styles was performing, I've got a video on my phone of Connor just screaming. Like,
this is brilliant.
But it was lovely to see because he was sitting like this in the seat. Like, he was really intense. You could just see that.
I love Harry Styles myself. I think he's awesome, yeah.
It was, I mean, I'd like Harry Styles as much as I, you know, like anybody else. But Connor was absolutely mesmerised.
So apparently there was a problem with Sam Smith's set. So they went on with Kim Petras and did Unholy.
Yep.
And the cars, it was an amazing set, but apparently that broke. So they were just about to go on stage and then they were told, no, we're going to have to hold this. And then they brought Stormzy on early.
Yep, and then they went to a video as well.
So that's right. We had Adele's video from 2022 on the telly.
There was a wee bit of bewilderment, actually. Shout out to the management team of H or his people or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Sat next to them. And then they were like...
It was all the people that are normally with H. IJK.
W-A-B-C-D-E. So when they were like, the warm-up guy comes over and he's like, actually, we're not doing Sam Smith. We're doing Adele from a couple of years ago. And this guy, who's H's friend, was displeased, let's just say that, in a very loud and vocal way.
Apparently Sam Smith weren't too happy.
No.
Backstage, there was all sorts of things kicking off.
However, you don't actually realise, obviously, like, we work in a radio station and sometimes you're like, oh, you know how things work and whatnot. The amount of people that they have, it's like 50 people descending on the stage and everybody, there was people...
Well, it's panic stations. When something goes wrong at such a big event, especially with the thousands or millions of people watching at home, it's like someone's going to get sacked if we don't sort this out.
And we didn't notice actually watching TV. No, I didn't know that the Sam Smith performance was late or early. I didn't know. Just good. I thought, this is great. Mm-hmm. And then the Stormzy one before. And they did it really well.
Really, really, really great. It was a kind of not eerie silence, but there was a kind of feeling.
Yeah, that Stormzy really performance was amazing. Let's get him on now. Hide and Seek on Radio Essex. Beautiful weather this afternoon. Clear spells this evening, allowing temperatures to fall back to sort of normal, -1 overnight tonight. But then a bit of mist and fog first thing tomorrow morning, then more sunshine, much like today, but warmer than today. I know, 12 degrees tomorrow. I think we're at about 10 and a half, 11 at the moment. 12 degrees tomorrow as the sunshine continues and the mild weather continues as well. On half-term week, feels good. Right, 10 to 4 with Metro booming in the weekend. This is Creeping. It's Radio Essex, Tiesto with Tate McRae, 10:35. Chris and Scott, a big drive home. We're here till 6. Brand new things starting after 5. If you're still going to be with us after 5, we're not bringing back the title fight, we're bringing back something similar. It's the title fight, which has changed what it's called. That's pretty much what's
you're
happened
not meant,
there.
You're meant to like keep up the facade. That,
yeah,
like,
yeah. We were told title fight probably had its day now, so rest that. Come up with something new. So what we've done is we've come up with a title fight, called it something different. And I think you're going to like it.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, it's coming up after 5.
It's called rebranding.
Yeah. Sam Smith on the way, Nathan Dorr, Taylor Swift in the next hour, and we'll update news and travel next at 4.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Sean Dyche, right? I always want to cough for him.
Yeah, I know. You're like, mate.
it's like, have a halls, mate. I mean, literally, it's like...
When he was Burnley manager, which wasn't that long ago, when I was at Vicarage Road watching them play, you could, I mean, bearing in mind there's 20 odd thousand people there, you could hear him.
It's unbelievable.
You've got the whole of the Rookery end of Watford singing and it's deafening and all you can hear is, get on the pit! And you can just hear him screaming.
Is he the one, he got fired and then
from Burnley
with the fans?
I think so, yeah. Sounds a bit Sean
Dyche. Played on the radio.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, but what I remember about him is he got fired from his old team.
Yeah.
But he's brilliant
with the fans.
Yeah. He's that. That's the kind of guy. He was the manager. He played for Watford for years, and he was the manager of Watford. And then when our new owners came in, they sacked him because new owners do that. He went to Burnley, did amazing things at Burnley, and I think last time I looked, we're 2 points lower than we were when we sacked him all those years ago. Should have just kept him.
I would.
He's a great manager. He's now at Everton.
Big game tonight.
Big game for the Liverpool fans.
Think Everton will win?
I do. I think Everton will win.
Why are Liverpool bad? I thought Liverpool were good.
Something's happened where they've just lost the ability to be good.
And Mane went.
He's not just...
Well, I don't know. It's never been the same since.
They've never been the same.
This is Talk Sport. yeah, no, I think... I think that's what happened, really.
Was that too much football? Was that too much football then?
I think going in depth about players that are left and... yeah, I think it's quite a lot of football.
Tom's not here.
No.
This is Radio back. Essex, the hits music station. We play the hits. We play the hits. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Tom leaves the room for 5 minutes and we do a 5 minute piece about Liverpool and Everton and football.
Sorry, Tom.
Back to the hits.
Turn it up. Sing it loud. Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Nathan Dorr, Elle Henderson. 21 Reasons, big drive home is Chris and Scott. It's Monday, talking about fashion. We're talking earlier, in the office there's been a lot of talk about the Brits and the fashion at the Brits at the weekend, which there's obviously many talkable factors of that. And you've just said you think the Sam Smith red carpet outfit, you think I could just wear that around the co-op?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Because if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get some. Where would you get them from? Is it in H&M yet?
Well, yeah, no. You know a bin bag?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, and then you put a hoover in it.
Yeah.
Similar.
Okay. There's loads of talk about fashion. Tom said something to me I thought it was really funny this morning when he came into work. What was it you said about your jeans?
So I've bought a new pair of jeans over the weekend.
Yeah.
From Two Vintage in Southend. And
they're really nice.
They are nice.
They're lovely.
I'll just show you them to you.
They're like, you can't show them on the radio.
Oh, yeah,
so
true.
Can't see.
They're like workwear. Yeah.
But you could describe the theatre of the mind.
So they're like workwear jeans with like all the pockets on them. Yeah, like cargo jeans.
Yes, that's
you
what
don't
I
need those,
like.
Do you? Because you're a producer.
Yeah, but like they're nice. I like them.
I like them.
What have you put in your work pockets?
What's in your pocket? I have a bag in one of them.
A bag.
A carrier bag.
Bag for life or a 10p jobby?
It was just a 10p job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I got my keys and my phone and all that.
All the
normal stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
And
screwdriver.
No. I came downstairs this morning and my mum said, "What on earth are you wearing?" And I was like,
You should have seen Sam Smith yesterday.
I was like, I'm not wearing anything wrong. What? And then she was like, "Did you actually pay money for those jeans? Because they've got paint on them."
No, mum, I stole them.
They've got little bits of paint on them.
But that's part of the design.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that they're great. But she was absolutely horrified that I'd actually paid money for jeans that have paint on them.
I remember wearing ripped jeans to work. I'm wearing ripped jeans now, actually. But I wore some to work when I first started here. But first year here, and I met the big boss, and he came in and he looked at me and went, "We need to pay you more." And I went, "Yeah,
no, but see, this
I've
is...
had these for years. I do need more money."
But that's the thing. It's like, I like them, but your mum's obviously a bit, you know, a generation above me.
Yeah.
She doesn't get it. She's looking at your jeans, cargo-y type pants, and she's going, they look old because there's paint on them.
Yeah.
Now, I bought my son, Kevin, a jacket, but the clothes are not cheap now. They're a lot of money. Well, it's got paint all over it. It looks like he was in a room he shouldn't have been when there was painting going on.
Yeah.
And
he rolled around in it.
He rolled around in it, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, funny, Dad, it's fashion." I'm like, I don't get it. And I know that makes me sound old.
What choice things, if you look back in your wardrobe, and I don't mean from the band, because obviously in the band you would have been told to wear things that were a little bit out there.
A little bit Sam Smith
to get some PR. Because to be fair, I don't think anybody's talking about what, I don't know, somebody else was wearing at the Brits. It's pretty much all about what's
Roman Kemp.
Yeah. but yeah. So what would be something that you've chosen, not the band?
Well, actually, you will remember this because about 15 years ago.
Yeah,
it was all the rage to put bleach and that on your jeans, and you'd have ripped jeans and it'd all be bleached
like, up,
different colours and all that.
Yeah.
Looking back at those, they were horrendous.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
I didn't want to say at the time because we were only just, you know, becoming friends. So I was like...
You also got some.
Yeah, because I made you feel better about it.
They were awful. I mean, at nights, you'll remember, if you go back 15 years, if you're around my age, and you would, you'd go, oh, I'm making myself. I remember I started doing it. My dad was like, you should have told me. I've got some really old jeans that I used to wear for work. And it is, it's like the money.
What about when we decided that red tram lines in our hair would look good? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but what is, but that's the thing. Like, I look back at that now and I go, oh, yeah, but back in the day, I looked really good. No.
We didn't.
No. It's like the mullet's in fashion now, in my opinion. Looks horrendous. I sported a mullet for a while back in the early 2000s. I look back at pictures. Should have eaten less burgers and cut my hair.
I'd like to know if you've got any pictures, maybe in a peep show type way, if you like.
Yeah.
We can do that. But if you can let us know, if you've still got something in your wardrobe
that's questionable
that you bought and you're like, yeah, but I like it and I think it works for me. That's the type of thing we're looking for. If you want to describe it, if you want to send a picture through, you can do that via the app and we'll take a look at those. I've just seen a couple come through already, so we'll go through some of those in a sec. Right, 4:15, big drive home. Harry Styles with his four Brit Awards coming up. Joel Corry, Tom Grennan, and Lionheart will get on as well. First of all, Taylor Swift and Lavender Haze on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze. It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home. 18 minutes after four. Talking about things that you have fashioned. Well, I used to have a really weird pair of... I can only describe them as Rupert the Bear trousers.
Rupert the... Can you try and...
They were lime green. Do you remember... I don't remember, because it's a slightly different generation at school. You were a few years out from me. But we used to have trousers at school called Stay Press.
No.
And so they were like... They were like suit material,
right?
But the way Stay Press were, you could iron them and they'd have a nice crease down them. Anyway,
they
would stay pressed. They were I think the idea was for mums. You didn't need to, and dads. In my case, mum did all the ironing. You didn't need to iron them. That's why most kids had. You can just have these because they don't need ironing.
Yeah.
So it was a similar material to that, but they were like light. They were lime colour with sort of green checkers on them.
They don't sound good, and
they didn't look good, and I can vaguely remember picturing them now in my mind's eye, and they don't look good. It was never a good look.
But I wish you could
go with anything.
But I wish you could know, like, now I think, like, because I've made so many mistakes with, like, my hair and, like, with outfits and stuff, I can put something on now and go, no, this is not working at all, and I can take it straight off. But I didn't have the know-how back in the day. Much like Gary, he sent a picture on the... Gary, I don't want to describe too much. You look ridiculous. This is a picture from the 80s, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Wearing some very, very questionable flares.
Stuff, yeah. And the flares thing's weird, isn't it? Because back in the day, like for us even in the 80s, 90s, you look back at flares from the 70s and go, oh, they look stupid. They look old-fashioned. Then they come back into fashion and we're all wearing flares again. Because everyone else does it, you think, oh, that's all right.
Now, see, I won't conform now.
No.
Now
I'm talking about when we were younger.
But like, so now I wear sort of skinny jeans. I quite like that, and I've been wearing them for years. I don't think skinny jeans are in fashion anymore. I think I'm wearing
some as well.
Are skinny jeans in fashion now?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't care, see, because what I'm saying is I'm now not going to go, oh, what? So now I've got to wear bootleg jeans or boot cut, because I don't like them. I think they look...
I was wearing boot cut jeans when skinny jeans were fashionable. Now I've got into skinny jeans. You're telling me I'm supposed to be wearing my boot cut jeans?
No, stick to the skinny jeans.
I like my skinny jeans.
They're good.
I haven't got paint on them like his jeans.
didn't go
full paint and everything. But it is weird. Fashion choices, like, they do change, but then fashion comes back around again, doesn't it? It comes around again, and then I'll be wearing my Rupert trousers again soon, I'd imagine.
Wear them tomorrow.
Yeah, I might do. It's Radio Essex, Harry Styles in gold at 4:32, big drive home. Tell me a song that the whole world loves, but you can't stand. My one... Which actually, I'm not sure, because I think every time I say it, people go, oh, I hate that. So I share and believe.
Yeah, it's...
Do you like that song, Tom?
No.
All right, okay. So my one doesn't really...
Do you believe?
Yeah, it's not great. But to me, there is a lot of people that love that song. So for me, the song that the whole world loves that I can't stand would be... Well, there's many, but Share, Believe would be mine. What about you?
Oh, see,
I saw this on Facebook and I was like, wow, this is amazing.
But I... Anything by Madonna is...
Yeah, you don't like Madonna,
yeah,
do you?
But no, no, but like...
But is it... if you could separate, if I played you Madonna songs and magically you didn't know they were Madonna songs, are there any Madonna songs you go, oh, I like, this is nice?
I think it's because I don't like Madonna's voice. So right, okay. I can appreciate the song. It's probably more the artist's voice that I don't like. So so that's a tricky one.
See, the other one for me, off of the 80s, and it comes on at every wedding you go to, Come On Eileen. I can't stand it. Come on, honey. I'm like, oh, make it stop.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I just find it irritating.
See, I sort of go the other way around. Everyone else hates songs that I like.
Really?
So I love Umbop.
No, but I like Umbop.
But there's a large portion of people that don't. I love, I would walk 500 miles and I would. It's a tune.
Not for me.
It's a tune.
It is, yeah, it's catchy. Like coronavirus. It's quite catchy as well. What about you, producer Tom?
I hate Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shake it off.
Oh. Yeah, I can hear that. I can see that.
Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not a massive
fan.
That's
the worst. No, I tell you what, I'm with you on that. It's awful. It's rubbish.
It's awful.
Songs that you hate that everybody else loves. I'll have some of those on the text and on the app as well. I think there's quite a lot of Christmas songs that fit into that category.
Yeah.
Because I, in the same way as what you were saying, the opposite, I love Christmas rap in The Waitresses, but everyone else doesn't seem to like it. But I think it's a great tune.
It's rubbish, isn't it?
No, because Christmas rapping.
No, it's not why I said it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I just think it's rubbish.
No, it's a good song. Toto Africa, what? Says Bex.
Right.
How do you not like that?
Right, see, this is what I mean, right? How, Bex? I don't... just how? That is one of the best songs ever written, in my opinion.
Fact. Robin Kate Bush, Running Up the Hill, didn't like it first time, didn't like it now either.
You know what? I'm not the biggest fan of it.
I don't mind it. It started to grate a bit, but I don't mind it. But there are some people hate Robbie Williams' Angels. Like, hate it. I quite like that.
Yeah, but those people need to look themselves in the mirror.
But they're the ones I'm looking for. The things that you hate, the songs that you hate, the whole world loves it, but you just can't stand it. That's what I want to know. There's Lizzo and SZA, special Big Drive Home Monday, asking the question, tell me a song the world loves but you can't stand. Something I saw on Facebook over the weekend. Thought this would be fun with the Essex. Angela in Wickford says, three songs I hate. Come On Eileen. All right, so it's not just me. Fame, anything by the Kids from Fame.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
All the big tunes. And I've Had the Time of My Life, Dirty Dancing. How can you hate that, Angela?
No, it's a good song.
Absolute tune. You and on the text, afternoon lads, cannot stand Beyonce. In particular, put a ring on it. I turn over stations or mute the radio whenever it comes on. She makes my skin crawl.
Wow. We didn't think, you know, you'd have to say that, just the song.
Joan Braintree, hi Chris and Scott, I hate Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, it's the worst song ever. Zara in Colchester, I actually, my wife's with you on this, I think, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Oh, no, I like that.
It's just the beginning, it's just like, it's just quiet, isn't it?
It's a good song.
It is a good song, but it's, I think maybe for doing this job, at that time, I was probably playing it once every hour and a half.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So, it was my version of Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Cranberry Zombie. Wow.
Oh, that's a tune.
It is a good tune, Angie. Bex, never liked, no idea why. The video is weird too. What song were you talking about, Bex?
Toto Africa.
Toto Africa. Okay, yeah, we mentioned you earlier.
That's a good song.
What about Elka? I really cannot stand Love Shack from the B-52s. Dobbo, Peter Kay, Tony Christie, that song. Natalie, first time texter, let's have a bit of love for you.
Chris and Scott, first time texter. For the first
time. I hate Bruno Mars, Marry Me.
Oh,
it's a message about we're bored, so let's get married for something to do. But yet people seem to love the tune. I can't stand it. Ellie, this is controversial. Sandstorm, can't stand Darude Sandstorm.
It's a good song.
Alistair, The Trucker, anything by Kate Bush. Never mind the Running Up the Hill. Anything by Kate Bush doesn't like. Susie and Mersey, probably going to go to hell for this, but anything by Elvis.
Wow. You know what? I'm not the biggest Elvis fan.
What?
I'll be honest. be honest. I'm not. I can appreciate the art, but I'm not a massive, massive fan of the music.
I'm probably more a fan of Elvis than the songs.
What he did
and how music changed.
Completely. But the songs, I don't think they're some of them are good.
Lisa, I don't reckon you're on your own here. Mariah Carey and the Christmas song.
Yeah, no.
All I want for Christmas is you.
I could do without it.
The first song you hear, I don't want a lot for Christmas. I just don't want to hear this song anymore. Everyone around me's like, yeah, but I love this song. Lisa doesn't like it. Thank you very much for getting in touch. 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. Tell me a song the whole world loves, but you can't stand.
Green, green grass.
Yeah, that's your one, isn't it?
Blue, blue sky.
Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and Flowers, 12 minutes to 5. Songs that you can't stand, but the rest of the world loves. Gary says, oh, hello. That Sam Ryder Spaceman tune can get firmly in the bin. Can't stand it. Wow.
I was worried that people might start mentioning songs that we play.
Yeah, I was going to say, people going, this one. Karen says that Bryan Adams' Robin Hood tune was in the charts for what felt like 20 years and was overplayed. Everything I Do For You?
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song.
Alison says, anything by Cher or Heather Small. Oh. What have you done today to make me feel bad? Her voice, though, is so unique. If you hear her singing anywhere, you'd be like Heather Small.
Yeah.
If she went on Masked Singer, she'd last like a minute. She'd start singing,
Heather Small.
Heather Small's right, in that dustbin costume. That's what you'd say. Jill in Hatfield Peveril says, for me, Umbrella, Rihanna, hope you both agree. No. I like Umbrella. I think it's great.
I like the song. There's parts of the song I hate.
Okay.
And the part is
Ella, Ella,
Ella, Ella, Ella, yeah.
Phil from South Benfleet, I hate the frog chorus from Paul McCartney. What's that all about? Trev talking about Come On Eileen. This is because I said I hate this song. Does everyone love this song?
Come on.
I don't mind it, and I'd love Trev singing it.
This is the bit, here we go. Is he going to go faster? Yeah, this is the bit I don't like. I hate this. Why is he getting faster? No, don't like it. Don't like that. That whole, come on, Eileen. I'm like, oh no, honestly, let's just
Can
stop.
Someone try and help me out on the text? Because there's a song that I hate.
Yeah.
And everyone, you'll know it. Someone will it's a man singing and it's really, really long note at the end. He just goes, and he just does it. And then you think it's over and he carries on going and then he does it again. I hate that song that much so that I forgot.
But you thought it was D-Ream, Things Can Only Get Better.
I thought,
where's the ending of this?
No, don't mind this.
It's a good tune, this.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he doesn't end on a long note.
No, someone's going to message and we can hear the silly long note.
So it's not Bill Withers?
No.
Lovely Day? No.
Oh, yes! A lovely day! That's it.
What?
The end of that song is ludicrously bad.
Is this actually the song you're talking about?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, somebody's got it straight away from, it's a guy singing, it's got a long note at the end.
Yeah, because it's the most famous, A Lovely Day!
I love this song.
Yeah, okay, I don't mind the song. Listen to the ending. When I wake up, it's ridiculous. Oh, I finished. No, I haven't. Awful.
Denise says, well, I love it when it gets faster on Come On Eileen. Please play it. It's not happening.
No.
It's Kim says Heather Small was on The Masked Singer. No, she wasn't. Did she? She must have got found out instantly.
It says she went on and was out very early. And I remember
day one. As soon as they go, if she's lit the first note, Heather Small.
Well, I tell you who else was on it. It's Skunk and Anansie.
Skunk and Anansie.
Yeah, it's straight away. I was like, yep. Sometimes it's too obvious.
But the Rhino one this year, who I'm convinced and you think it is as well, Charlie from Busted.
Yeah.
But then everyone's going, I think it's James Arthur.
They have got similar voices, but I think it's Charlie, yeah. But because they're and very distinctive voices.
Bill Withers, loads of people saying Bill Withers. Now, George Ezra, Budapest, Natalie, you're not the only one that hates that. Scott's not a massive George Ezra fan.
So the thing is, for me, I don't get it at all. Like, it's really bad, isn't it?
I don't mind it. Craig Taylor Webb, Nelly and Kelly. Can't stand that song. Steve says there's a few five songs that are pretty annoying. I think he means 5 seconds of summer.
He must do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. we'll keep those coming in. 81400.
I agree with Steve.
At the front of your message. Right, let's do KSI, Oliver Tree and Voices.
Hate this song.
You can't say that on the radio.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I know. News and travel coming up next at 5. It's Radio Essex, KSI, Oliver Tree and Voices. Just talking about Heather Small. She was on Masked Singer. I didn't realise that because I just presumed she would be the last person who would get away with the Masked Singer because instantly you know what a voice sounds like. This was her on the Masked Singer singing Chandelier.
Crazy.
Someone would be like, man, not sure yet.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Actually, you wouldn't, would you?
Not yet.
Heather Small!
Yeah.
Heather Small!
Yeah.
Heather Small! It's Heather Small!
It's obvious.
I don't know whether it's obvious because we now know. A bit like the only word is Essex with Alicia Keys.
Very, yeah, do you know what? Because when I hear what I think is Charlie from Busted, which is the Rhino.
Rhino, yeah.
But when you then listen to James Arthur, you can
you
go,
think it's the same.
Oh, it could be, but it's not.
He's going to win that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't think we're going to find out till the end. When is the end?
I don't know, because I've been sort of following it on, like, social media. I've not watched it.
Yeah. Little tip, if you want to watch The Masked Singer and you're running out of time, Sky Plus, 15 minutes, whole lot, start to finish, bosh. It's an hour and a half, the show.
So you can just...
If you only watch the performances, not the guesswork, not the clues, not the adverts, it's 15 minutes from start to finish.
You could do that.
And you get all the performances. This show, 10 minutes. News and travel coming up.
There was also a big mistake at Arsenal, leading to referees chief Howard Webb summoning his officials to a meeting tomorrow. Former top flight ref Dermot Gallagher tells Sky Sports News Brooks won't have been dropped insensitively.
It may well be that they've spoken to John and John feels upset that this has happened and he doesn't feel in the right frame of mind. It could be that. It could be the fact that they want to give him time just to get it out of his system. It could be for a number reasons.
That was a different guy. Please don't tell me the person that took the points away from Arsenal was called Brooks. That won't go down very well in here.
No.
No, it just... do you know what? I know we're not talk sport and I'm not going to bang on about it for ages because it'll annoy me anyway, but I'm just... The thing is... we have... Arsenal have been...
Yeah.
I can't say that word on the radio.
This is the match of the day theme tune.
It is, well done.
Yeah. Well done.
Good knowledge.
We should have got 3 points at the weekend.
Yeah,
and we haven't got it because someone didn't do their job because he forgot to draw a line.
I know.
But you didn't need to draw a line because you could just see, oh, he was offside, so no goal.
The thing is, there's someone in the meeting's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen, though. They're not going to suddenly go, oh, actually, Arsenal
Well, they've
won
apologised.
That. Yeah, but you're never going to get those points.
But, like, I'm
so
not...
There's no way back.
I don't think so. I don't think it's ever happened before.
No, it's not going to happen. And the problem is, an apology doesn't change anything. And this stuff that's happening in Man City now, nothing's going to... Even if they hand Liverpool 3 titles, and it's not going to feel like a real win. Because... it's
Mate,
done.
When we lost, Watford lost to Man City in the 2017 Cup Final 8-0 at Wembley. I'll take the FA Cup if they're not allowed to.
But
okay, yeah, woo!
But it doesn't.
We won the cup.
We could literally lose. I mean, there's a long way to go when we might not have had any chance. But if we lose it by 2 points, it's because of what happened at the weekend.
Oh, I never thought of that.
That's literally, if we play Man City on Wednesday...
I never knew this music sounded like this in the middle.
Da, da, da,
this is the only bit of the song I know. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, yeah, no. Oh, well, no, I can't, because it's 6 minutes. It's 6 minutes, and I might swear. So, let's move on. I don't like VAR.
We still got weather. Hold on, let's just end that and go straight to weather. Here we go.
Weather.
Weather. I quite like that now, actually.
We should have that as sports music.
It's a little bit Cotton Eye Joe, I like it.
A little bit.
Well, after a bright and sunny afternoon this evening, we'll be clear but very chilly. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 7 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Feeling up today. You must be tired by now. You've been on since 6. We start at 3.
And I'm exhausted.
I am...
You had a wee break, as you would say.
I've had a wee break
during the day.
In my first tenure here, I did do this a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah, double
check. Tenure.
Aye, I like it. I forgot what it was like to double shift.
It's hard work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. Go and have another coffee, Steve.
If they said, can you cover breakfast tomorrow and still do the drive show, would you go, no?
I would do it.
Would you?
I would do it.
Oh, okay.
There's a few benefits, though. I've justified ordering myself a takeaway instead of cooking. Yeah. I can go to bed at really whatever time I want. I don't have to be like, oh, it's only 9 o'clock. I have to go to bed. Yeah. So there's a whole suite of things.
That's the worst thing with the early shifts. Well, not just radio, any early shift, where you have to go to bed early the night before. I hate that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not actually, for me, when I did breakfast, it wasn't the getting up. It was the going to bed early the night before. I hated it.
It wouldn't have been a problem, but I'd like to thank my upstairs or downstairs neighbour for the car alarm that went off repeatedly in the wee small hours.
Selfish.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Not selfish if their car was actually being stolen.
Radio Essex.
That's what it's for. Isn't that weird when an alarm goes off? You're just like, this is so rude. You don't think your neighbours might be being burgled. Don't think, actually, I'll go out and check, make sure everything's okay. You just go, that is so selfish, that noise.
Radio Essex.
Right, Ray and Escapism. It's Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa and Potion, 5:15 on a Monday. Hope you're doing okay. It's Chris and Scott here till 6. Hope we find you well. Hope your weekend was good. Something brand new. Well, I say brand new. It's a rehashed version of what we used to do at this time. So if you remember the title fight, you'll know how this works. But it is slightly different. I think we'll get a lot more out of this as well. So this is called the A to Z of music. Not to be confused with anything else that we've done.
In the past.
But we don't talk about.
Yeah.
So this is the A to Z of music. And we are looking to compile the definitive A to Z of music from the Essex vote.
I mean, it is different because we're now not against each other. So
yes,
it's not,
that's true.
Yeah, so it's not now, you know, I don't have to chuck my toys out the pram and stuff like that. Which
I'm going
to
miss that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will miss that part. I like this idea.
So we are looking at, by the end of this week, we'll have the definitive song or artist, band, solo, male, female. I mean, we will have a definitive list.
As chosen by you.
So today what's today's Monday? We're doing artist or album artist.
Solo artist.
So today will be solo artist.
Beginning with A.
So you could have Adele taking on Adamski. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I want to watch that. And then tomorrow we do
DJs and
DJs.
Rappers.
So we'd have Adamski again taking on Avicii.
Yeah.
So and then Wednesday is
Bands.
So
Arctic Monkeys.
Taking on Adam and the Ants. Or something more modern.
Yeah. Something that's not Adam and the Ants.
Or something else, beginning with A. And then ABBA is much more modern. Well done. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's what we do. And then Thursday, you vote from the three winners of the week, the ultimate artist stroke band, beginning with A.
It's so easy
to explain, and that's why we did it.
Yeah, and then next week we'll do B, and it'll be
And that's it. And then the other thing is Brian Adams is B, not A. Is that right? We're going with first names. Yeah. George Michael first will be G, not an M. Okay. Sam Smith will be an S. Obviously.
Yes. Yes. So thanks for clearing that one up.
Just thought I'd go in there as well. Right, so we start taking votes very soon and we'll tell you how to get involved.
It's really simple.
If we're still here doing this by the end of the week. Dermot Kennedy, Kiss Me. It's Radio Essex. We start on the A to Z of music in about 10 minutes. We'll tell you what we need you to do as well, coming up. Radio Essex, just ahead of Valentine's Day. It's the 13th of February. A lot of people just panicked then. What? What?
It's not tomorrow, is it?
We're all having the same conversations as the married couples going, well, you know, we don't really do Valentine's Day. And I'm going, is this a trick?
It is.
I'd get something just in case. Britain's least romantic spot in the world has been named.
The least romantic spot?
In Britain, not in the world.
No, I don't know.
Southend-on-Sea.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it really?
Southend-on-Sea. Essex men and women bought fewer Valentine's Day gifts from anywhere else, but Nottingham is tops for lovers, according to a study by Amazon. Top sellers there include music by Lionel Richie, Adele and Marvin Gaye, red roses, jewellery, lingerie. Southampton has the highest sales of scented candles. Southend-on-Sea, nah, not bothered.
Nothing. Greggs.
Yeah, we've got three Greggs on the high street.
Yeah.
Do you want a sausage roll, darling?
But yeah, it doesn't mention Chelmsford seems to be fine. Colchester doing really well in there. Clacton doing really well. Southend-on-Sea, the least romantic spot in Britain. Should be proud.
Yeah,
so 22 minutes past five. Mimi Webb coming up, and we'll get into the A to Z of music on the way. It's Radio Essex, Mimi Webb and Red Flags. It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home. It is exactly 5:30. Wow.
Now.
I know it's not.
A to Z of music.
I thought we'd hit time. It's not. It's 5:29. But anyway.
It's 20 seconds out and
yeah,
it's still
we're 20
light.
Seconds out. It's still daylight. It's amazing. The A to Z of music. This is where we start. And as it's Monday, we are on this.
Monday. Solo singers.
So we're looking for solo singers beginning with A. And we need you to nominate them, please, on the app, on the text. We are compiling the A to Z of music. By the end of the week, we will have the definitive A.
We will.
So we need your suggestions. We start on a Monday. We go through solo artists. Any solo artist beginning with A who you think should go into the A to Z of music, you need to let us know now. Get on the app, get on the text, A1400, put the word Essex at the front of your message, and we will get you on the A to Z of music. Solo artists, and hopefully hear their song as well just before 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Well, we will do, won't we?
We will.
Same as the title fight, Tom.
Yes.
We'll hear that winning tune. So get them in on the text, on the app, and we will go through those and pick who is going to go forward to the battle tonight in about 5 minutes. Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, Say You Love Me All These Nights, 25 to 6, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott for Monday, and all this week we're doing the A to the music, looking for the ultimate artist or band beginning with A, or DJ.
Yes.
It was Tuesday, hip hop and DJ. Dance and hip hop.
Yeah,
on Tuesday. So we'll Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we will get three different names. Best solo, best band, best DJ, dance type person.
We will, Chris.
And then on Thursday, one of those three will go, I mean, they will get the ultimate accolade of being the A.
The A.
Of or representing, the, A the, music. Or representing
yeah.
the A's
yeah.
in music.
Yeah.
And then we do B next week and so on and so forth. So Monday.
Solo singers.
Looking for a battle between two solo singers. Basically, we get all the text and the voice notes you sent through, and you've sent a lot through, saying who you think should be representing A in the solo singers category. It's like the Brits.
It is. It's good.
And Tom has calculated who said what most. Is that basically how it works?
Yeah.
So the reason Adele doesn't feature is because not many people said Adele.
No one said Adele.
Which is a bit shocking.
It was quite shocking. The two artists and the two songs you're voting for to hear at the end of the show. This bit's like the title fight. Without us choosing yeah. a song. So you can either vote for Amy Winehouse, and we'll play Tears Dry just before 6 o'clock tonight. If you want to hear that, put the word Amy in your message box. Send it over to on the app or A1400 Essex Amy if you want to hear this song to end the show tonight. Or if you want to hear Alanis Morissette's
tune. Good battle.
If you want to hear this song, put Alanis.
Yeah.
Or Alan. We'll do. In the message box. Just anything but Amy if you want to hear this tune. And we'll play You Ought to Know before 6 o'clock tonight. Get your votes in. Lewis Capaldi. Or Sam Capaldi if Mo Gilligan's listening.
Yeah.
But after all this time.
Right, Monday, big drive home. Chris and Scott doing the A to Z of music. You are voting which one of these you want to go through as representing the best A's in the solo category. Amy Winehouse. If you want to hear this song before the end of the show tonight, just before 6 o'clock, put the word Amy in your message box. Send it over to us, A1400, Essex Amy, or on the app. Or if you want to hear this tune,
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
To remind you to talk.
I got it.
There it is. If you want to hear Alanis Morissette, then just put Alanis in your message box.
Which is currently winning.
It is winning. It's doing well. If you're an Alanis Morissette fan, you'll be pleased to know you are winning this. If you're an Amy Winehouse fan, you need to step it up. Get on the text. Amy or Alanis, you get your text in. The winning tune plays before six tonight. Incredible talent, incredible voice all over TikTok at the moment. And here on Wednesday night with Joe on the radio.
Yes.
Is that right?
Shall I get him to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
Key and the Crow with Jojo.
On the radio.
Joe and the Crow on the radio.
Get him to do that. No.
I was just trying to. I was just riffing there. Sorry.
Really?
You're going to come in and beatbox?
Yeah, I can do. He's coming in and always chatting about his career. I mean, his TikTok's insane.
Yeah.
It's millions.
Yeah, he's done well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying, like, it, literally every time I open up my phone and go on TikTok, it's like the first video I click on. Like, it's just always there.
Yeah.
It's always Key and the Crow, front page.
And now he's on your show.
Yeah, he's coming in.
Like in per your city, it's not even TikTok.
No.
You'll look up and he'll be like, this is like looking at TikTok. A bit like looking at Scott.
Yeah, similar.
Because yours not. Thing on my FYP, yours is just always there. On my for you page.
Do I follow you
all
on
the
TikTok?
Time?
That's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Do you not follow Scott?
I don't think I follow him on TikTok.
Follow me on TikTok. Are you kidding?
No, I don't think I follow you on TikTok.
Do you follow me?
Yeah, because you make the lip sync.
Yeah,
I'm doing like, it. I didn't know you made TikTok. Try and follow me. Because you're blocked. You remember when I used to shun people?
You're
blocked.
No, I genuinely didn't know you made TikToks.
I'm a big deal, mate. I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you do on TikTok? Do you sing or?
I've done a bit of sing. I've done wow. Is Kian tall? No. I do a bit of singing, bit of talking, bit like this, really.
Yeah. His TikTok's good. He says funny things. The best things he does is when somebody's on there doing their, you know, get on up, and he's looking at it.
Why did you sing it like that?
Because that's how they sing it. They're not singing it.
No,
but that's how people on TikTok are singing it, and then you're on there watching them, and they go, oh my God, he's Scott from Five.
Do you do
that's
like the duetting with them? I've done, sing after me. And
we've done duets, me and him.
I've done a few duets.
We do duetting together on there sometimes.
We do, sometimes.
I'll have to go give you a follow, I guess.
Yeah. You won't find me.
What, you've not got any followers on?
No, I have, but you're blocked.
You're not one of them.
No.
I didn't know you was on TikTok because, you know, I'm blocking you.
Joe, coming up with all the hits.
Yep.
And the Hot 7 at 7, which is just an additional hit fest.
Yep.
So he's got all the hits, and then he's adding to those by adding another 7 that he's just made up.
Well, yeah, the Essex picked, but
yeah,
I'd stick them in.
In order.
Yeah.
1-7 or 7 to 1. Which way do you do it?
7 to 1.
7 to 1.
We're going to start at number 1.
And then they slowly get worse.
Here's the biggest song of the day.
Yeah, that's really good.
Here's the worst rated song of the day.
Wow. You're making friends tonight, aren't you?
Who starts at number 1 and works their way back?
Do you know whether that's how they did it? If they did it like that. It's not as I present a chart show. I do present a chart show. Yeah.
You end at number 40. Yeah.
Now
we're done. That's number 40. That's now we'll recap last
week. That's how I think we should do the chart show. We should start number 1 and go, right, everybody, here it is, Miley Cyrus, Bosch. Who do you reckon is going to be at number 40? Ooh. And that person's still clinging on in the chart. That's a big deal.
That is really
make a
good
big
idea.
Build up. Do, 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 number 40. And I'm not ready. It's Lewis Capaldi.
That's not
bring him
idea.
Up. Congratulations. Oh, what? You're number 40. One. No, you're number 40. Well done, you. Anyway, back to the show. So that's happening tonight, Hot 7 to 7, 8 yep. till 9. It's just filling in it just to get to 10 o'clock.
No, we've got a brand new record of the week to
brand
play.
Brand new? What?
Yeah.
I only listen till 7. What happens at 8 o'clock?
Well, you need to listen after
record
8 and you'll
of the week? What's your record of the week? Or don't you tell
us yet? I'm not going to tell you yet. You've got to wait till 8.
You just trying to spoil everyone's show.
What happens at 9?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, you should have a secret club.
What, for people who just listen after 9?
Yeah.
The 9 o'clock club.
The 9 o'clock club. And you never talk about the 9 o'clock club outside of the 9 o'clock club.
What happens in the 9 o'clock club?
Isn't that a cool idea?
That's,
yeah. You could just do something random that's the 9 o'clock club, but at 8:58, you don't go coming up the 9 o'clock, you just go coming up more hits. But when you get into it, TikTok, ding, it's 9 o'clock, go, hello guys. The 9 o'clock club.
Wait for them to go. They've gone. They've gone. Welcome.
9 o'clock club is on, and then you never mention it outside the 9 o'clock club. It's never mentioned before.
As
and
him,
it's just the 9 o'clock.
Stop talking about it.
But he hasn't got a night. Oh, maybe he has. Oh, wow. Imagine if he had a 9 o'clock club.
Well, I'm going to have to rename it now.
Yeah,
aren't
I did
so.
The 9:05.
Give it away now.
Any other advice you need? Any other bits? Because we've come up with features for this show, like the A to Z of music, really straightforward, isn't it?
It's really straightforward.
Just runs over 3 days, and then a fourth day we've added in there where we get the ultimate of all the different genres.
What about on the fifth day?
We don't do Fridays.
I don't do Fridays.
I do Fridays, but we don't. I just play the hits. So Monday, solo artist. Tuesday, DJs and rappers.
DJs and rappers.
It's like you're listing the Brits category.
Wednesday is best group. Today's solo. And we had two in there today. Alanis Morissette or Amy Winehouse. Who do you reckon won that, Joseph?
Well, I can see some of you are going to answer.
All right. Do you know?
I'm going to take a hunch and say that Alanis Morissette won.
It's a good one. And Chris, not me, different Chris, is ending the show next. Joe Kinch on the radio from 6. Don't forget about the 9 o'clock club. And we'll speak tomorrow.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.